showbiz. Good old screw everyone you know biz.
Entertainment news with Peter Ford.
That's also showbiz.
At 40, good morning. A sad story that broke yesterday, but the death of a soapy heartthrob who I remember the wedding of Shane and Angel. That was a big deal.
Oh, they were huge. And, of course, Shane was played by the now late Dieter Brummer and Angel was played by Perth's very own Melissa George, who I might add did not continue to have a nice friendship after they stopped working together. It got a bit nasty at one point. But that's to one side. It was very sad to hear of his passing at just 45. And, you know, here we go. You know, everyone, I think, knows what happens, but we're not allowed to talk about it. We're not allowed to use a certain word. But it seems so horrible that it would happen. And people who did know him, I didn't know him at all, but people who did know him said they had no clue. They had no idea that there were any issues or problems. I mean, there's no doubt that his career was very stop-start, and it must be so difficult when you do hit so big at the age of 18 or 19, and then by the age of 21, to put it bluntly, you're a has-been. And it's very hard to move on from there. Now, Melissa was lucky. She's gone on to have an international career.
Yeah.
And certainly Dieter did have other bits and pieces along the way. And he had a sort of a mini comeback with Underbelly about 8 years ago. But it's always stop-start. I don't know. There was a lot of money there. That's the other sad thing. You know, you hit big, you're the talk of the town, you're winning Logies, and then it all stops. That's hard enough in itself, but you actually haven't made any money to boot. And I think that was the case with Dieter. He was living with his mum in a suburb of Sydney called Glen Haven, and that's where his body was found. And his mum was just like his biggest fan. She kept all of his clippings through the years. She kept his Logies, and because he didn't have any particular interest in that. He didn't particularly like the publicity and the fame aspect of the acting career, but it's part and parcel of it if you want to be at the top level. But, you know, his mum and his dad will just be, you know, beyond, you know, consolation at the moment.
45's way too young. Way too young.
Yeah. And, well, so many beautiful messages, though, from people he worked with, including Ray Maher and Lynn McGranger. And he did start up a window cleaning business, and that seemed to be going okay. I don't know if there was massive money in it, but he liked doing that because he said, I can get a job behind a bar in a pub, but then you spend half your life with people saying to you, aren't you the bloke who used to be in Home and Away?
Yeah. Well, as you alluded to, 40, when we talk about these things, we remind people that support is available and we urge them to take it. Lifeline's a good place to start. 13 11 14 is their number. Larry Emder's debuted on The Chase.
Yes, and he would be very happy. A massive debut for him yesterday. Of course, he took over from Andrew O'Keefe. He's been filming for about 7 or 8 weeks, but the first episode went to air last night. It was a half-hour episode. They will eventually return to one-hour episodes, but he debuted with an audience of 826,000 people, and of course, hugely benefited by the fact that it's sandwiched in between the Olympics of the afternoon and the evening, but nonetheless, a win's a win, and that's about just over 200,000 up on the previous Monday. So yes, a very impressive debut for Larry.
Talking about Dieter Brummer, and now Larry, and I remember the main event. This is like my childhood in the 90s all over again, 40.
Well, Larry, of course, still keeping very busy. I work on TV with him every morning, and that's a 2.5 hour show every morning. And he just and to be honest, doesn't make any secret of it. He doesn't do a lot of prep, very, very little, and not much rehearsal, very, very little. But he's one of those professionals who can just walk in and breeze through it and make it entertaining at the same time.
Meanwhile, this issue around Britney Spears and her conservatorship, there is a long wait for Britney before she finds out her fate.
Yes, so what's happened overnight, our time, is that the people who are representing her, lawyers, have gone and said, look, we will accept that there has to be a conservatorship, but we want this company to be the conservators. And they are a respected accountancy firm. They will still have control over many aspects of her life, but the father and what is perceived to be his intentions, has been a big problem for her. So it's probably, you know, beneficial if he's out of the picture. That's not to say that's going to happen, but the judge will not be giving any conclusion to this until December. And that, you know, given that she says it's so horrible to be living under this, that's a very long wait of 4 or 5 months to be, you know, waiting to be told whether it's going to change or not.
Good on you, 40. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Gareth. Bye.
Leave Benny alone!